Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, May 17th. Currently, with fair skies, it is 55 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is southwest at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.78. The dew point is 50 degrees, and the current wind chill is 53 degrees. It's 7:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Kansas City, Kansas parents will soon have to find another place to have their babies. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Providence Medical Center, part of Prime Healthcare, is closing its labor and delivery department June 30th due to a declining rate of that type of patient at the hospital. The hospital will transition its 22 employees to open Providence or other Prime hospitals in Missouri or Kansas. The facility is looking into partnerships with other Kansas City hospitals and clinics to assist patients with their transition. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The Pony Express began delivering mail in 1860 between St. Joseph, Missouri and Sacramento, California. The historic system will be active again for 10 days in June with over 700 riders delivering letters along the route. Riders will cross into Kansas on U.S. Highway 36 going through Atchison and traveling 149 miles into Nebraska. They'll eventually get to California June 27th. You can see the riders in Marysville and Hollenburg on June 18th. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, can you hand me that 11/16?
Here you go.
Thanks.
So, you still loving your new garage?
Yep. Building it with QSI was the best decision.
QSI, huh?
QSI got the job done fast and right, and I was able to set it up just like I always wanted. Jess even told her sister she's throwing a one-person parade since I'm not underfoot anymore.
Let QSI turn your dream shop into reality. Visit QualityStructures.com today.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I've deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. On Thursday, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly vetoed a proposal for broad tax cuts, setting up a high-stakes election year tussle with the Republican-controlled Kansas legislature that one GOP leader called spiteful. It was the third time this year Kelly has vetoed a plan for cutting income, sales, and property taxes by a total of $1.45 billion or more over the next 3 years. GOP leaders have grown increasingly frustrated as they've made what they see as major concessions, including giving up on moving Kansas from 3 personal income tax rates to just 1. The legislature adjourned its annual session on May 1st and therefore cannot try to override her latest veto. Kelly promised to call a special legislative session to try to get a tax plan more to her liking and said she'll announce next week when it will start. All 40 Senate seats and 125 House seats are on the ballot in this year's elections, and Democrats hope to break the Republican supermajorities in both chambers. However, both parties believe voters will be upset if there's no broad tax relief after surplus funds piled up in the state's coffers. GOP leaders have accused Kelly of shifting on what's acceptable to her in a tax plan, and even before Governor Kelly's veto, Republicans were criticizing her over the extra session's potential cost, which is more than $200,000 for just 3 days. Republicans were unable to override Governor Kelly's previous vetoes of big tax bills because 3 GOP dissidents formed a solid block in the Senate with its 11 Democrats to leave GOP leaders 1 vote short for the 27 votes required. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly signed House substitute for Senate Bill 387, fully funding K-12 education for the 6th consecutive year and making an initial investment into providing full funding for resources for teachers and staff with students who have IEPs. Governor Kelly said Kansas's public schools and students are foundational to ensuring Kansas has a bright future, so she was proud to fully fund Kansas's public schools for the 6th consecutive year. She said by collaborating in a bipartisan manner, they're equipping all of Kansas's students and educators with the resources they need to succeed in the classroom. House substitute for Senate Bill 387 provides $75.5 million in additional funding for special education state aid, and this includes $65.5 million in new state general fund support, $2.5 million from the Federal American Rescue Plan Act funds, and $7.5 million appropriated in 2023 for the upcoming school year. Governor Kelly said that with increased funding, districts will be better positioned to recruit and retain special education staff and ensure adequate services are provided to students with individualized educational plans, or IEPs. With almost 100 different kinds of boats, from kayaks to canoes to motorboats, many Kansans will be having a great time on the water this year. So Governor Kelly has declared May 18th through the 24th Safe Boating Week in Kansas, when Safe Kids Kansas, the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks want to remind families to take extra steps to keep kids safe out on the water. Safe Boating Week is an annual educational campaign coordinated by the National Safe Boating Council, safeboatingcouncil.org, that runs the week prior to Memorial Day. Drowning is the third leading cause of unintentional injury-related death among Kansas children, and wearing a life jacket will improve your odds of surviving a boating accident by 80%. In 2022, 75% of all fatal boating accident victims in the U.S. drowned, and of those who drowned, 85% were not wearing a life jacket. During National Safe Boating Week, they want to remind all parents of a few simple things that they can do to keep their kids safe on a boat, and that starts with wearing life jackets. Sherry Sage, the state coordinator for Safe Kids Kansas, said drowning can happen quickly and silently, so it's important for children to wear life jackets when they're in or around open water, and for adults to actively supervise children, giving them your full attention. Some safety tips to keep your family safe while boating includes to take a boating safety course, always wear a life jacket, supervise kids in and around water, educate your children about swimming, learn water rescue skills, and watch the weather. Always check the forecast before heading out on the water. You need to know that weather can change quickly, so have a weather radio or weather app that you can check, and if the weather starts to change, head to shore immediately. To learn more, you can visit ksoutdoors.com/boating. In Nebraska news, on Thursday, a central Nebraska man, 40-year-old Kevin Jemison, pled no contest in Hamilton County District Court to attempted animal neglect for leaving his dogs out in sub-zero temperatures. In exchange, his charges were reduced from two counts of cruel neglect of an animal resulting in serious injury or death, a Class 4 felony, to one count of attempted cruel neglect of an animal, a Class 1 misdemeanor. On a brutally cold day in January, the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office was called to Jemison's home near Giltner on a report of two dogs constantly being outside. And when they arrived, a deputy said he found one dog dead and another had hypothermia. According to the National Weather Service, the wind chill dipped to 43 degrees below zero that morning at the nearby Aurora Municipal Airport. The surviving dog was treated at the Aurora Veterinary Clinic, which has been authorized to put it up for adoption. Jemison will be sentenced on July 24th, and he faces up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. On Thursday night, a Lincoln woman was arrested in a crash that left the father of her child dead. Police reported that 22-year-old Cindy Martinez turned herself in and was arrested on suspicion of leaving the scene of an injury or death accident. At about 8:20 p.m. on Tuesday, 22-year-old Alejandro Murillo was found lying unconscious in the road at 37th Street and Cornhusker Highway. First responders performed life-saving measures. However, Murillo was later pronounced dead at a hospital. The Lincoln Police Department said investigators determined that Martinez hit Murillo with a vehicle and that her subsequent actions behind the wheel led to his death. The investigation is still ongoing. On Thursday, prosecutors filed an upgraded charge for 41-year-old Hoden Farah, who has been accused of trying to kill an employee at a Grand Island pharmacy to attempted first-degree murder. She was originally charged with attempted second-degree murder, and she also faces a felony weapon charge and two misdemeanors, resisting arrest and obstructing a peace officer. According to the arrest affidavit, on April 5th, Farah went to the USAFE pharmacy near 4th and Walnut Streets and became upset with employees. She then left, but later called and threatened to choke one of the employees until she dies. About a half hour later, a suicide hotline received a report that Farah was suicidal and homicidal and was heading to the pharmacy with a knife. Police said they arrived quickly at the pharmacy, and while they were there, Farah pulled up in an SUV. She exited the vehicle armed with a kitchen knife, and officers blocked the door to the pharmacy. Farah defied orders to drop the knife and got back into her vehicle, trying to drive away. However, officers broke the window and took her out of the SUV, and she was arrested at that time. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In a market like the one we're going through, some people shy away from investing altogether, thinking it's too risky. But it's important to bear in mind that not investing can also be a risk to your financial future. Hi, I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Whatever the market, investing a little bit at a time, also called systematic investing, can add up. And though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it is a way to help take the emotion out of investing. Let's talk. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Kansas Turnpike Authority want to remind motorists of the importance of wearing seatbelts no matter where they sit in a vehicle. Kansas Department of Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed stated that many people wrongly believe that they're safe without a seatbelt, especially in a larger vehicle like a pickup truck or if they're traveling on rural roads. However, their data shows a significant increase in surviving crashes if a person is buckled up. He said you should do it for your loved ones. Law enforcement agencies across Kansas, including the Norton Police Department, will support this life-saving focus by participating in the National Click It or Ticket effort, which coincides with the Memorial Day holiday, May 15th through the 27th. Motorists will also see and hear messaging showing why seatbelt use can be a life or death decision. Kansas Highway Patrol Colonel Eric Smith said using a seatbelt every trip is a small act that can make an immense impact in the event of a crash, as being properly buckled is proven to prevent serious injuries and gives each passenger the greatest chance of survival. He said the Kansas Highway Patrol is dedicated to ensuring that travelers make it to their destination safely. In 2023, more than half of the people, or 134, who died in passenger motor vehicle fatality crashes were unrestrained in Kansas. Also in 2023, 1,879 people suffered serious injuries in crashes, and about one in four of those people were not belted. Research shows proper seatbelt use reduces the risk of fatal injury by 45% to 60% and serious injury by 50%. Norton Chief of Police Jay Sharp said he also wants people to know that in the interest of saving lives, the Norton Police Department is committed to ticketing and educating the violators of adult seatbelt and child safety laws, as well as other traffic infractions, because they want you to be as safe as possible on your travels. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Meeting that was held on May 14th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by John Griffiths. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Curtis Evely, Dale Jacobson, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Jerry Jones, Sam Nicholson, and Marvin Matchett, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and Amy Levine, the Administrative Assistant. The April meeting minutes were approved. Through a Zoom call, consultants John Pinegar and Doug Smith provided a legislative recap on the veto session, which began on April 26th and concluded after only a couple of days. They said it's likely that the governor will announce a special session to convene in the first half of June so that crucial House bills can be readdressed, like HB 2551, the omnibus budget. The director advised the board of the approaching July 1st deadline for the USDA revolving loan fund application. He also informed them that due to it being such a rigorous process, he's utilizing all available resources and careful oversight to ensure it's as thorough and accurate as necessary. Regarding the East Site development, Mr. Goslin notified the board that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment had returned an approved permit for authorization to discharge stormwater runoff from construction activity, and once the drainage is resolved, the bidding process for general contractors will begin. The director then advised the board that the E Community and Grow KS loan vote held by the Finance Committee was approved for a local business set to open in the coming month. The first discussion was held in regards to their Pinegar and Smith Associates contract, and it was voted to renew as their services have continued to be an asset to Norton County's interests in Topeka. The next topic of discussion was the Rural Champions Program and child care, pairing the two with collaboration from locals to bring a new child care facility to Norton County. It's an arduous process, but has several motivated participants and a multitude of financial resources to assist in the endeavor. Finally, Mr. Gosling fielded a few questions from the board about the director's report, and then, with no further business to conduct, the meeting was adjourned at 6:38 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. Your KQNK weather forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 89 and a southwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with the low around 57 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with the high near 81. On Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 86 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour Sunday. On Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be sunny with a high near 81. On Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 71. On Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 75. And on Thursday, should be sunny with a high near 82. Currently, with fair skies, it is 55 degrees. It is 7:20.